Could you tell us about when Neutrino were set up, what you saw as its role being at that point, and what kind of gap you saw it as filling?
Right, well, it was started in 1974 by Bob Dent, a friend of mine, and at that time there were a number of radical bookshops starting around the country, and Liverpool didn't have one, so he decided to set up, and he just got a little shop on Manchester Street near the tunnel entrance. It was a tiny little place, and I joined him a couple of years later. Well, at that time in the 70s, I think the main bookshops, which were things like W.H. Smith's, and in Liverpool there was Parry's and Phillips and Nephew, and some of the mainstream ones weren't stocking anything at all unusual, alternative about movements for change or anything. You know, they wouldn't have stocked lesbian and gay books, they wouldn't have stocked women's liberation books, they wouldn't have stocked books on the Black Power movement or the Irish Republican struggle, things that were going on at the time. And News from Nowhere was very much to fulfil a gap there and to provide a focus for activists to obtain literature on movements for change and changing the world and international issues and so on. Now, from that, the bookshop grew, moved premises a few years later to a much larger but very dilapidated place on Whitechapel, which a lot of people in Liverpool remember, and started to become very much a centre for people who were involved with campaigns to come and publicise their campaigns or leave their donation boxes, or we started selling tickets for coaches going down to London for demos. And I remember at the time of the Falklands War and the miners' strike, you know, we were very much a centre in Whitechapel there. But at the same time, we were broadening out to a wider audience. It wasn't just committed activists who were coming to the shop, it was anybody who wanted just a different view on life from what the mainstream was offering. And this was the time of Thatcherism, and any alternative viewpoint to the Tories was welcome, particularly in Liverpool, and Liverpool being such a stronghold of militancy with a small m, the bookshop very much served an important role then. Having said that, there were lots of other radical bookshops at that time. There was October Books, the Maoist bookshop, the WRP, the IS, there was a Black bookshop, there was the Progressive Books, the Communist Party bookshop. So we were only one of many then. And I think after Bob left and we became consciously a women's collective, because we were all involved with the women's movement and wanted to provide... Do you mind me just rubbishing on like this? Wanted to provide employment for more women to learn business skills, learn about book selling, be able to be involved in the kind of politics the bookshop reflected. And so we were very much involved with the women's movement and the lesbian and gay movement, campaigns like Action, countering Section 28 and so on. And I think... as we grew, we started catering more to passers-by, and certainly when we moved to Bell Street, we had a much higher profile because we were at last on a high street and had got away from the rats and hopefully the fascists that used to plague us in Whitechapel. And since then, we've sort of became... by default, because all the other bookshops closed for one reason or another, we became the only radical bookshop in Liverpool. And we're now one of the very few independent bookshops, because there's been such a decimation of the book trade nationally with the rise of the chains, the internet book selling, discounting, etc. Once the netbook agreement had gone and bookshops were allowed to discount books, it became very difficult for independents to compete. But I think one of the reasons we've survived is, apart from our sheer dedication of the staff, is because of the support of Liverpool and all the varied Liverpool communities, Black communities, refugee group communities, lesbian and gay, women's communities, local community groups, people who work in organisations who order books from us, our relationship with Liverpool John Moores University, etc. I'll let you answer some of the questions because I'm just rubbishing on them.
Just a link to all that really is, I mean, seeing how so many independent things have gone by the wayside, do you think there's a specific attitude that's helped you survive?
I I think we do exploit ourselves. The people who work here, we work for the minimum wage, and we work many, many hours above that voluntarily as well. And we have volunteers who come in as well. And I think it's that dedication. But we're only dedicated like that because we absolutely love our jobs. And there's nobody I know in my life who's as happy in their job as I am. You know, when I've been on holiday, I'm glad to get back to work. I wake up in the morning and I'm glad to go into work. And there's very few jobs you can say that about. So I think it's the dedication, but I also think Liverpool has got a very, obviously, as we all know, a really strong streak of rebellion. And I think Linda Graham put it really well at a recent book launch in Liverpool when she said, "Liverpool doesn't do deference." And I love that phrase. And I think, you know, if there's anything to be kicked against, Liverpool will kick against it and kick strongly. And people really appreciate a resource like News From Nowhere, where they can come in, they can find information about what's going on, they can meet with other people, they can network with people to make things happen, and have the literature there to back them up, you know, and provide them with the information about what's going on, how to do things now, and also all the movements for change that have happened in the past and are happening around the world. And also people are really, really proud of their own city, so we constantly have a selection of Liverpool books in the window, history and different cultures in Liverpool, and people are always being drawn in who've never maybe set foot in the shop before and maybe thought we were a bit weird, and wander in because they've seen something in the window they're interested in, and then discover a whole world within the shop.
Are you very conscious of not just preaching to the converted in that sense? I mean, have you come, can you cite a few examples where you're very, very aware that you're challenging people's perceptions and it's...
As I would say, in recent times, particularly on the Middle East issues, on Israel and Palestine, we've always stocked a large number of books on anti-Semitism and Jewish pride, and are very supportive of Jewish liberation. We also quite clearly are very critical of Israel's policies and actions in Palestine, and are very supportive of the local Liverpool Friends of Palestine group. And the books that we stock reflect both those issues. We've had people coming into the shop criticising us. In fact, one day we had two people come in on the same day, one criticising us for not having, for having too much Jewish literature, and the next criticising us for being critical of Israel. So, you know, we get into great arguments with discussions and debates with people who walk through the door, and I think we have had, you know, quite a bit of criticism from the local Jewish community, and people who probably don't come in, the ones who do venture in are prepared to engage with us, we really welcome, because we do see a very big difference between Jewish people, Israeli people and their government, just as we see a complete difference between the British people and Thatcherism, or the British people and British actions in Ireland, Iraq, Afghanistan, Falklands, anywhere else. And I think those debates are ones to be had, but we definitely get people coming in, you know, who have different opinions from us and are very happy to, you know, debate with us and so on.
Well, now, how is it to stay independent within the left in that sense, though, to clarify that you're very clearly just here to reflect opinions and not to push a particular...
Right, well, I suppose having said that we're here to reflect opinions, we do have very, very sort of broadly our own opinions, well, quite specifically in a lot of ways, and I think that's one of the reasons we've survived compared with a lot of radical bookshops, because we have stuck to the politics in a lot of ways. Okay, we have lots of children's books, fiction, second-hand books, mind, body, spirit, things that you might not see as overtly political, but within those we tend to stock things which are, say, within the children's books that either reflect the reality of the world around us, so single-parent families, multiracial books, books about different countries, bilingual books and so on. I've just lost my thread there. Books about, I'll come to that in a minute, but yeah, sorry, I'm building up to it. So books about the reality of the world, but also books to push people in a particular direction, and books about social issues and social justice. So we have very much retained our politics and are very clear about a lot of our politics. Having said that, there's a lot of differences within our collective, but I would say what we are broadly is, we are broadly for liberation against oppression, for liberation movements, and anti-sectarian, and in a very broad sense libertarian, bordering on the anarchist. Some of us more anarchist than others, probably. We're, none of us who've worked in the shop have ever been in a political party or party aligned, and I think that means
that... Is that policy or is that...
I think it's not a written down policy, yeah. But I think it would not suit a member of the SWP to work here, for instance, or, you know, maybe a member of the Labour Party, because a lot of people still, you know, wish the Labour Party could be something that it's no longer. And so, you know, and it's not to say that anybody would be excluded at an interview stage because they are a member of a political party, but the whole ethos of the bookshop is not to be party aligned, and so we'll happily stock Socialist Worker, Workers' Revolution, all the left-wing papers. And some of them I personally would very much disagree with and think that they're very much lacking in their perspectives on feminism or all sorts of different issues, and can sometimes be very harmful to the left in general in this country, but I still think it's important for people to be able to read what they're saying, and they are important critiques of the current, you know,
status quo. Have you ever actually ended up stocking something that you've had to kind of withdraw because...
Right. There are things where we've had debates, or yes, we have. I mean, there's things where customers point things out to us that we maybe haven't realised about a particular book. I can't think of examples at the moment, but there are a number of them. And then there's other things that we've had debates about. For instance, back in the 70s and 80s, we had great long debates about lesbian S&M and whether to stock magazines that promoted that, and that was a debate that was going on in the women's movement and the lesbian movements at the time, so we were really only reflecting and having to deal with the issues that were there. And we've had, you know, lots of debates about anti-racism and all sorts of and political sense,
Oops, 7 minutes left. What time is it, by the way?
It's 10:05.
Oh, God, I'm late for everything already. Can you tell us some of the things... I mean, you said about what a great job it is. Can you tell me just a couple of things that have particularly made it worthwhile, any particular instance that made you particularly proud to be in here? And
I think the things that make me really proud are when people come in who don't know the bookshop and find something that, or later on let us know how important the bookshop has been. I think it's very important for lesbian and gay people coming out. I think we've always been aware of that, that it's a space, a really welcoming and safe space where people can come in, browse the books, not necessarily have to speak to anyone. And as young people coming out, or even as older, you know, they can find that space, and then later on they can maybe start talking to us or ordering books or interacting in some way in the shop, and we often find years later people come back and say, this place was absolutely vital for me when I was growing up and there was nowhere else that welcomed my sexuality. And I think that's true about lots of different issues, really. So those are the things that make me really proud, yes, that we're here. And for instance, when we managed to sell tickets for, I don't know how many it was, but between 20 and 30 coaches to go down to the big Stop the War demo, and for all that we didn't manage to stop the war, I think that demo definitely had a major influence in British politics, and I think News from Noah's role was, you know, a drop in the ocean, but very significant.
And just say a few of the challenges you think you're going to be facing in the future.
Inevitably the recession. We've already been struggling this year financially because people just, you know, obviously are spending a bit less money on things that don't seem like essential. But I would say that a book for £7.99 is much better value than a night out on the town, because you'll have a lot more money left the next morning and you'll have the book instead of a hangover. But having said that, I think, we're going to be struggling financially, but we're determined to stay here, and this summer we've put out an appeal to our customers. We've had a massive show of support, and which has kept us going this year, and I think the students will always keep us going because we've got a really good relationship with John Moores. We're also hoping to get more trade by supplying more libraries through the council and through local colleges. And we have got plans to try and expand the staff as soon as we're able to financially, to work more on our political links and links with local communities, something that we often find not enough time to do, and maybe expand the office a bit, and also our relationship with the Liverpool Social Centre downstairs has been fantastic the last few years since that opened. It's really opened up the whole sort of political activism relationship the shop has with that as well.